Welcome to Control Intelligence, a control design podcast that goes deep inside the automation and technology that machine builders and system integrators rely on to keep machines humming. I'm Mike Bassador, Editor-in-Chief of Control Design, and in this episode, written by contributing editor Joey Stubbs, I'll be discussing how variable frequency drives can be used for physical asset condition monitoring. Using vibrational analysis tools that can sense wear, imbalance, noise, or harmonics can help identify machinery issues prior to failure. This allows for correcting those issues at a more convenient time, such as a scheduled downtime, and avoid costly catastrophic failure. The latest, somewhat unlikely condition monitoring tool is the variable frequency drive. For decades, VFDs have been viewed primarily as motor control devices. Their role was straightforward: regulate motor speed, improve process control, and reduce energy consumption. While those benefits remain important, modern drives are increasingly acting as a predictive maintenance sensor for the entire drivetrain. This evolution is changing how maintenance teams monitor rotating equipment. Rather than relying solely on periodic inspections or dedicated condition monitoring systems, engineers can now extract valuable health information directly from the drive that is already controlling the motor. The concept is based on a simple principle. Every mechanical problem within a drivetrain ultimately affects the electrical characteristics of the motor powering it. Bearings, gears, belts, couplings, and driven equipment all create changes in torque demand and load fluctuations. These variations appear as subtle changes in motor current, voltage, and power consumption. Modern drives possess the processing power necessary to detect and analyze these patterns in real time. One of the most valuable applications is bearing condition monitoring. Bearing defects often begin as microscopic imperfections on rolling elements or raceways. As these defects grow, they create small variations in motor loading. Traditionally, vibration analysis has been the preferred method for identifying these issues. Today, advanced drives can detect many of the same developing problems through electrical signature analysis. By continuously monitoring motor current patterns, the drive can identify abnormal conditions long before a bearing reaches the point of failure. Misalignment is another common source of equipment problems. Whether caused by installation errors, foundation movement, or normal wear, shaft misalignment introduces cyclic loading into the drivetrain. These load variations create characteristic signatures in motor current that can be detected by the drive. In many facilities, misalignment remains one of the most frequent causes of premature bearing and coupling failures. Early identification allows maintenance personnel to correct the problem during scheduled downtime rather than after an unexpected breakdown. Gearboxes also benefit from this approach. Worn gear teeth, lubrication issues, and developing mechanical defects generate load fluctuations that are transmitted back through the motor. As gear damage progresses, the electrical signature seen by the drive changes accordingly. Rather than waiting for excessive noise, vibration, or catastrophic failure, maintenance teams can receive early warning that gearbox health is deteriorating. Belt-driven systems present another opportunity. Loose belts, slipping belts, and worn pulleys all affect the relationship between motor speed and transmitted load. These conditions may not always be visible during routine inspections, particularly on enclosed equipment. By monitoring torque demand and current variations, the drive can often identify abnormal belt behavior before it affects production. Additionally, pumps and fans represent some of the most widely deployed motor-driven assets in manufacturing facilities. Here, predictive monitoring can detect conditions such as cavitation, blockage, and excessive process resistance. Cavitation in particular can cause significant damage if allowed to continue unchecked. The distinctive load fluctuations associated with cavitation can often be identified through the drive's monitoring functions, providing an opportunity for corrective action before impeller damage occurs. Perhaps the greatest advantage of drive-based condition monitoring is accessibility. Many industrial motors operate in locations that are difficult, hazardous, or costly to access. Roof-mounted HVAC equipment, remote pumping stations, and enclosed production machinery may only be inspected periodically. A drive, however, is already connected to the motor and collecting data continuously. This creates an always active monitoring system without requiring technicians to visit the asset. This VFD technology is not intended to replace vibration analysis entirely. Dedicated vibration systems remain the gold standard for detailed diagnostics and root cause investigation. Instead, drive-based monitoring serves as an effective first line of defense. It continuously watches for developing problems and alerts maintenance personnel when closer investigation is warranted. As manufacturers continue to pursue greater reliability and reduce downtime, the role of the variable frequency drive is expanding beyond motion control. In many ways, the modern drive is evolving into a permanent condition monitoring device that happens to control motor speed. For maintenance teams seeking to detect failures earlier, reduce unexpected downtime, and maximize equipment life, that may prove to be a major development in today's industrial automation. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Control Intelligence. If you've enjoyed this episode of Control Intelligence, an Endeavor B2B podcast, don't miss our older episodes and subscribe to find new podcasts in the future. You can find our podcast library at controldesign.com, or you can download all episodes on Podbean or via Apple Podcasts or Google Play.